joined this morning by one of Tamworth's best products from Rugby Union, Paddy Ryan. Morning, Paddy.
G'day, Lowie. How are you, mate?
All right. How was the trip to South Africa? Wasn't what you expected with a victory, but you did play rather well when you did come on.
Oh, thanks, mate. It's kind of you to say. It's more nice things you've ever said about me in one hit there, I reckon. look, it wasn't exactly what we wanted. We wanted to go over there and show a bit of true Aussie grit. You know, the skipper was out. We'd flown a long way. We had a lot of our boys had a tough couple of months with the Wallabies campaign, so it was always going to be a big ask. And they're not excuses, but it was going to be a big victory, and we spoke about making history and winning a finals game over there. Look, I think if we're really honest, the boys probably did their best, put their best foot forward to doing that. I think if I really analysed it hypercritically and decided what was the point of difference, I think it was the fact that the Lions had a lot of players who had played in finals games or big games over the last few years, and we probably just didn't have as many players. So when it came down to it, if we had have had those players maybe, or those players that had that experience rather, we would have gone into the break maybe 19-7 or 19-14 up and really started to put the blowtorch on them in the second half. But it wasn't the way it went, and unfortunately we're not in the final this week because of that.
Yes, it'd be a daunting task to head to Christchurch to play the Crusaders anyway. 106 matches for the Waratahs, but it's now finished.
Yeah, that's it, mate. My time's done. So earlier in the year, speaking with like the guy that helps me sort of organise my contracts and stuff, I decided my time in the Tars was done. It had kind of come to an end in terms of I just wouldn't have been staying for the right reasons. I was ready for something new. Been there for 9 years, so we never approached them to sign another deal. I'm not sure whether they would have re-signed me either. They've got a couple of good young props coming through, so no hard feelings there. I think the prospect's good for front row stocks at the Waratahs on the horizon, and I think from a personal standpoint, I'm extremely proud of what I've been able to achieve in my time there, and I've loved every minute of it. The Tars is a great club, and I'm proud to be a New South Welshman associated with.
Yeah, a premiership, 2014, some yep. memorable highlights. Can you remember your first match?
And yeah, Chiefs 2011. Came on, got a bit excited, raced up out of the line. Tom Carter told me to stop being a hero in no uncertain terms and get back in the line and defend with the team. I remember that quite distinctly. And then I think we're up by 1 point when I came on. Ben Robinson, John Alugia and I got a scrum penalty. Curly Beale kicked the goal, 4 points clear. That was a good start, first game. Got to play with a couple of great blokes as well.
You mentioned Curtly Beale because I think you went to Joey's with him.
I did, same year as KB at Joey's, and it's been a privilege when I addressed the group after the game and spoke about all the people that I've loved playing with and loved playing underneath in terms of captain. I've never witnessed a guy with KB's raw talent, and he's been my favourite player to watch and play alongside, and he'll be the one that I'll miss playing with the most. And I think we've seen over the last few weeks just how special a player he is. And hopefully we see a little bit more Lowie coming into these Bledisloe Cup games.